Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Long Island will begin to reopen today, leaving New York City as the last part of the state still under full lockdown. But this phase one reopening on the island today is still a far cry from life as we knew it, as John Montone reports this morning. John?
Ellie, if you're in any of the following businesses, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says you are back in business.
Construction, curbside retail or in-store pickup for retail, manufacturing, wholesale trade, and agriculture, fishing, and forestry.
Even with the governor hitting the play button after 2 months on pause, Curran says it's going to be slow. A lot of people are still not confident about going out. And Mary DeAndrea, who owns a home accessories business in Amityville, tells 1010 Winds.
So until we can have that one-on-one, I still think it's going to be a little difficult.
With more Long Islanders back in the workplace, the LIRR will be adding more service, another 105 trains. If you have a case tied up in the courts on Long Island, they will begin to open up on Friday, as will Trolls, the movie, outdoors at the Nassau County Coliseum. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.